Well, good evening and welcome to the Rockland LLC podcast for Monday, November 6th. My name is Jason and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. This week we're going to have a shorter than usual podcast. We had intended to do some reviews of compatibility with the Windows Vista operating system. As I had discussed last week, we had thought by now we would have in our pre-release version of Windows Vista so that we could test out some of the equipment we have and report back to you on compatibility. If you go back and listen to our broadcast from last week, and also I believe I touched on a little the week before, we understand there's a new operating system coming out in January to consumers. It's, of course, called Microsoft Windows Vista. And we know that there's customers out there that might be considering getting it, but why would you don't really want to get a new operating system if you don't know if it's going to work with your current hardware, especially if you want to invest in a new PC. And if you do need to get it, or if you do want to get it, it'd also be nice to know which hardware is going to work with that. So what we had planned to do is, as soon as this pre-release version of Windows Vista arrives here, we're going to sit down and basically, put it on a laptop and basically install every wireless card and other hardware that we've got and report back to you on compatibility. We were under the understanding that this was going to be coming in last week. Unfortunately, it hasn't arrived yet. We're waiting for a response from Microsoft. But in any event, since we don't have that for you this week, it's going to be a little bit shorter of a program. But we do have some important things to discuss, no less. We're going to go right into a question and answer segment today. And there were two important questions that were asked, that have been asked, every now and then, that I thought it would be nice to address over the air. The first question is one that used to baffle me back in the day before I knew much about wireless technology, and that is, a gentleman asked, he said, my wireless card gets more signals than another wireless card, but weaker signal strength. So it means it gets a better range, it appears, but the signal strength on most of the signals on that card are actually lesser than on the card that gets an inferior range. So how is that possible? Well, I'm not a technician in the sense that I can sit here and explain science to you, but basically it's a term called diversity. And there's some cards have two antennas in them. They have a range antenna and they have a second part that allows them to get diversity. Take, for example, the Sanao wireless card on our website. It has two antenna ports on it. This is the one that we've done some testing on in the past, so you might be familiar with it. It has two antenna ports. Only one of them is the primary range port. That's the one that you use if you only have one antenna, because that's the one that's going to get you the range. If you have a second antenna, you can connect that to the secondary port, which is a diversity port, and that antenna isn't used for range, but it's used for diversity. And what that basically does is it strengthens the signal connections that are within the range of the antenna. It makes them stronger. It prevents things like your connection speed from dropping down or from the access point being unreachable altogether, sporadically. So that's why those dual antenna cards are more desirable. Sometimes folks think, I used to think myself, that you were going to be able to double the range if you had dual ports. You won't double the range, but you will see a vast improvement in the signal strength and for when you're connecting or when you're scanning for access points within your range. So if you have a card that gets less access points than another card, but the signal strengths are better, what that means is that particular card has a better ability to get the stronger signal strength. So what I'm trying to say is that it has diversity built into it. It has a secondary antenna which allows it, which is a diversity antenna. Whereas the other card only has the range antenna, only has one option there. I'm trying to explain it a little bit better. It's a little bit easier to explain with the Sanao cards because you have two connectors. If you have a wireless card that doesn't have connectors, it seems like it only has one antenna, when in fact what it really does, what it really has are two. It has one that's a range and the other that works for diversity, so it allows the signal strength to be stronger. Which card is better? Well, I guess it would really come down to which would work best for you. If what you need is range, for example, if you can connect to four access points on one card and the signal strengths are all about 30 to 70%, and the other card you can only connect to two access points, but it's 80 to 90% strength, do you need to be able to connect to those other access points, you know, to access points 3 and 4, which you can't connect to with this basic card? If you do, then obviously you need to keep the card that has a better range. You know, it's just an obvious matter of fact. If it doesn't matter, if you don't need range, you just need to be able to connect strongly to your access point, which is on the other side of your house, and it gets, in this particular card, gets a better signal strength than something that has a better range, then go ahead and keep that. But if you're out there shopping for a wireless card, remember the term diversity and remember the term dual antenna, because if you want to get the best of both worlds, you know, a card like the Sanao or the Zcom 300 milliwatt card that we have, those are the cards that will allow you to get long range and diversity. So that's basically the answer to that. That's how that works. And like I said, I'm not a technician in the sense that I can explain to you all the details and how everything works and, you know, give you some numbers on that. But if you go online, you go to a search engine like google.com, you can punch in the question, what is antenna diversity, or what is, you know, I wouldn't recommend putting what is diversity. You're going to get a whole, responsive websites that have nothing to do with wireless technology. But if you put in antenna diversity, it'll explain that in a little bit more scientific detail, which is something, and I have the documentation here with me, but I didn't want to get, with this program, I don't want to get too, overly technological. I don't want to, you know, number one, I don't want to bore people to tears. Number two, I don't want to, you know, give people information that, you know, they may not really need. In essence, if you're a home user, for example, you don't need to get bogged down with all the details unless you want to and you have time to do that. The important thing is that you get the best card that works for you, and that's what I'm trying to explain here. The second question was, somebody asked, how do I set up an outdoor war driving kit? This particular person, just to rephrase their email to us, they had purchased one of the Zcom 300 milliwatt kits from us, which comes with a 7 dBi gain, or I'm sorry, it doesn't come with it, but there's also for sale on our website, is a 7 dBi gain external antenna with magnetic mount base. It's a separate item, but you can purchase it, and it has a 6-foot cable, so you can, you know, run the antenna to the other side of your room, or if you're out on the porch, you can put it up on a ledge or something like that. But to really set up an outdoor war driving kit, what you want to do is get a much larger antenna, something like a dish-style antenna or a grid-style antenna, or even a cantenna, which is, I don't know if you've seen those before, but you can just punch that term in a search engine and you'll see what I'm talking about. That gets its name, of course, because it looks like a very large can, because that's what it is, and then it's connected via cables, and you know, it can boost your range very well. The one thing about a cantenna, though, is it generally needs to be pointed in the direction of the signal which you're trying to connect. So it's not always the best thing to scan for networks unless you scan at all different, you know, turn it, rotate it to scan at different directions. But to get the best outdoor range, a grid-style antenna can do very well for you. And they make them. They've got 24 dB gain, and I've seen a 35 dB gain one as well. And these particular antennas work very well. But the thing that you need to know is you can't connect the antenna directly to the car. These grid-style antennas and the cantennas, they come with different connectors. They come with general connectors so that you can buy an adapter and connect them to a wide array of wireless cards. You know, they don't make one specifically for Sanao, which of course is the MMCX connector. So what you need to do is find out what kind of connector the grid style antenna that you want to purchase comes with. If it comes with an N-mail connector, for example, then you would want to get an N-mail to MMCX adapter. On our website, for the products that we sell, such as the Sanao, the Orinoco, you can go on the page and we tell you what kind of connector the card has, which will assist you when you're looking for an adapter to be able to connect the card to a grid-style antenna or a cantenna. But if you're confused, if you're not sure if it's going to work, or, you know, if you're not sure what kind of adapter you need to get, just send us an email and we can let you know. It would help if you had information about the particular antenna you wanted to purchase. But even if not, we could tell you what type of connector our wireless card has, and then you could, you know, provide that information to the seller of a grid style or grid style antenna or cantenna. We don't have anything other than the 7 dBi gain magnetic base antennas right now. We may expand our inventory line at some point in the future, but right now we don't have access to those products at a lower price than you could get somewhere else. So, you know, what we're doing right now is just recommending people to go to other places, and then at some point we may move into that market. But you can get an excellent range with the 7 dBi gain antennas we have, and that's just about the best. The highest powered, or the highest gain rather, antenna that you can get for the Sinahau and the Z-Com and the Orinoco cards that'll connect directly to the card without making you have to get an adapter or something of that nature. The other thing to keep in mind when setting up an outdoor war driving kit is that there is a thing called cable loss. And what that basically means is the longer the cable that you have running, the lesser the signal gain. I can't give it to you in precise terms because I don't know the precise terms of, you know, the greater the distance. It also depends on the antenna and the quality of the cable as well. But generally, the longer the distance of the cable, the weaker the signal. For example, our 7 dBi gain antennas. The antenna actually has a gain of 7 dBi, but it has a 6-foot cable. Now, there's a 7 dBi gain antenna that one of our competitors sells that has a 10-foot cable, which may be better for your purposes if you need more distance between your laptop and the antenna. But the 10-foot cable tests out about a whole gain lower, about 1 to 2 gain less than the 7 dBi gain antenna with 6-foot cable. So the longer you run, if you've got a cable going all the way outdoors and down the side of your house, you'll still get a pretty good signal from the grid-style antenna being outdoors in the open and having an original gain of 24 dBi, but it will drop down quite significantly. So you may need to look into other equipment as well. I'm not going to go into that today because a lot of that stuff is very expensive. Like if you wanted to purchase an amplifier or something like that, you could spend $300 or $400 just for that product. So if you're a hardcore war driver and you're looking for some tips on how to boost your performance for your next competition, of course you're already familiar with some great websites and forums that'll offer you recommendations, and from time to time we'll bring over some tips from those types of websites and provide them to our listeners. But the object of, you know, of our program and of this part of the segment especially is to just kind of give an introduction to the subject to people who aren't familiar with it. Perhaps you're just getting into wireless technology and you want something a little bit better than the Netgear or D-Link card that you've got in your laptop already. But that's how you would go about starting to set up an outdoor war driving kit, buying an outdoor antenna or perhaps a cantenna, and then also looking into getting an adapter for that, and just keeping in mind the cable loss. So if you could have your laptop on the side of your house where you'll have the antenna, and have it pretty close to the window where you're going, or, you know, wherever you're going to run the cable outdoors through, that would be your best bet there. So that ends our question and answer segment for today. Like I said, today's program is a little bit shorter than usual. We had really hoped that we would have the Windows Vista program here to be able to do the testing and report to you today. We don't have that yet, and I'm not wholly sure we're going to have it this week either. We're looking into that. We're still waiting for a response from Microsoft. If we don't get it this week, we will have a regular program next week. We've got some other things to cover as well. We were kind of caught off guard this last week by not getting it when we thought we would there before the weekend. This week we're just going to go ahead and plan as if it's not coming, just so we can have a normal program for you next Monday. But hopefully it'll arrive, and hopefully we can then complete the testing and the compatibility and get the compatibility information compiled and bring that to you in next week's broadcast. So thanks again for listening, and remember, we're online at www.rockland.com. That's ROKLAND.com. And please continue to send us your questions. You can email us. We also have our instant messenger ID on our website. It's Rock Helper, ROK Helper. That's an AOL instant messenger ID, so you can also chat with us and ask us your questions. And if it's something that we think is a question that a lot of people would like to hear the answer to, we may bring that into a future program. So thanks again for listening, and have a good night.